My dear friends, I'm going to talk to you this morning from the subject, how will you spend your Christmas? When we think about these hard times, everybody's out of work and things are tough and tight. You can't hardly find a job no place. And as we draw near to the Christmas time, I want to know, how will you spend your Christmas? Some of you men and women had good jobs, but you wouldn't keep them. You were making good money, but you wouldn't save it. You spent it all having what you call a big time. And now Christmas is almost here, and you are broke. You got no money, and you don't know where you can get any. If you got any friends, you can't find them. Brother, don't blame anybody because you are broke. Just blame yourself. You should have saved up for these hard times. When you had money, you didn't use good sense. Now, brother, your wife wants to know, and your friends want to know, how you going to spend your Christmas. Sister Jones, as we face these hard times, you seem to be mighty happy all the time. How are you going to spend your Christmas?
My God, child, I'm not going to spend Christmas. How can I spend what I ain't got? I'm going to celebrate Christmas. And believe me, I mean celebrate. Nothing worries me. Glory, hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, that's all right, too. Yes. But you can't even celebrate these days. No. Hard time without some money. Yes. You just got to have it, that's all. Yes. Christmas is a time when everybody's supposed to give somebody a present. Yes. And it takes money to give presents. Yes. And when you get no money and you can't have any friends and don't know where you can find any, yes. How are you going to spend your Christmas? Yes. Your wife is mad and the children's crying. Yes. How will you spend your Christmas? Yes. Say, my friend, let me tell you, times ain't these days what they used to be. That was a time when everybody had plenty of work and some money. And Christmas time, you could spend your Christmas just like it is nobody's business. You could pray and sing and get mighty happy. But how can a man pray and sing and get happy when he's broke and hungry? It used to be you could sit down at a big table and eat a big dinner and drink plenty good old time eggnog made in the shade and stirred with a spade. It was the best eggnog that ever was made. It'll roll your cheeks and curl your hair and make you feel like a millionaire. But those good days are gone now, and I'm wondering, how are you going to spend your Christmas? But times ain't what they used to be. But brother, don't get discouraged. Cheer up, better days are coming after a while where you can spend your Christmas praising God and giving Him the thanks for what He's already done for you this year. You can spend your Christmas praising to God and praying to Him for time to get better. Will Christmas Day find you at the church, or will it find you in jail? Will Christmas Day find you sober, trying to stand up like a man and serve God? Or will it find you drunk on moonshine and a disgrace to the world? Brother, you must take the world and you find it. And let the Holy Ghost be your friend. So when you get a good job, save your money. And so when Christmas time comes and these hard times come, you can know how you're going to spend your Christmas. Amen.